Dear brothers and sisters, children of God have asked for prayers of intercession. Let us unite together in this prayer. Lord, teach us on your road and help us follow your will. God, Heavenly Father, hear the prayers of your children when we turn towards you. Many parents, fathers and mothers have asked the prayers of intercession that they would remain in faith and that their unbelieving children would receive the grace of repentance. A believing grandma asked that the Heavenly Father would protect the small grandchildren in faith. A visitor here asked for a personal that he could receive the grace of repentance, and that he would be helped from his spirit depression. A retired person at home, that you would make him whole again. A middle-aged woman asks for your will of happenings and understanding in her life. Listen to a believing mother and a small child on a repentance that their father repentance of their father, that he would not doubt. Help a believing young to find a believing friend so that those in the world would not pull him into the world, and that he would be emboldened to go to services. A believing sister who's listening to the radio, that her and his husband would remain believing, and that she would be healed from her sickness. Holy God, help us notice those around us who are in distress. Give us strength to accept any suffering and help to overturn it. Give us understanding and will to get away from alcohol and depression. Free a boy and her girlfriend from alcohol. Help my spouse from his alcohol problem. Help me find a job. God, you are our strength and castle. Help us in a moment of distress. Help a friend from Hungary in sorrow and call her into the kingdom. Friends, remember those living abroad. Protect them in faith where they are dwelling alone. Make him well and lead his life. We pray on behalf of those of marriage who are having troubles, who are having a hard time in a family that is broken, those who are searching for a spouse and are looking for someone to travel with. Remember families where there are children of different parents. Keep peace in a family. Lead the widow, a believing spouse. Enlighten marriage to those who are living together. A mother, believing mother, asks that she would be protected in faith and would be given power to take those children that are given onto her. Dear God, give her power for her to help them find the joy of life and hope. Remember those before who have not received children. Comfort and bless them. Grant a child to those who wish. Holy God, we give our whole lives into your arms. Arrange a mother and father so that we'd find a real home. Bless those who are alone. Help them find a richness in their own life and possibilities. Help those sisters who are believing and give them new friends. Help a family who has moved to a new town and help them in their building project. A mother asks for summer services to their village, to their city. Refresh a large family. Protect a new couple who are engaged to date cleanly. Help those who are depressed or who have other heavy burdens. Bless those who live alone. Give believing friends. You know us and give us grace. Give us power to meet a bad disease in our family and let us accept your will. A sister asks to be content with that which she has received. We ask, pray, to open new opportunities for those who have financial difficulties. Help us to be joyous, to be happy among believers. This we asked in our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I shall read the Word of God from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 12, from verses 49 to verse 53, and the words are heard in Jesus' name. This is from the speech of Jesus. And I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I strengthened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I come to give peace on earth. I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Amen. At the beginning of this text, Jesus said, I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? fire is such an element which we need in our life. It is one of the most important elements. A normal fire, we could say, a normal fire, it is a good servant, but a poor director. Our text speaks of that fire that the Lord Jesus spoke, that he would wish to light this fire of faith in the heart of people. It is also used in Scripture to picture enlightening thoughts so that a person would gaze at the destination in their life, the most important destination, what God would want is that a child would remain as a child in his kingdom, and at the end of his life would enter everlasting life. This fire that the Lord would wish to kindle, the flame of the living word affects through the year of the heart to a person who listens. For this reason, Jesus often said, "He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation." For this reason, we can pray that God would give us and would always give us a hearing ear and accepting heart, so that we would be like Maria, who went before the feet of Jesus to listen to his Lord and Savior, those words that the precious Savior spoke unto her, and so that we would be like Maria at this moment, or Mary. We would forget those things that are in our mind or around us when many think that tomorrow is the last day of these services. According to God's word, we can be such hearers of the word, and we can pray, each one of us, that we would not forget the word, but that we would be those who accept the word and let our life be led according to the word of God. God instructs us to sow the word of God, to read, but before all, to listen to the preaching of God's kingdom. And it says that God, the word of God, would abundantly dwell in you, that it may lead our everyday life in the light of the Spirit of God. God, in his great love, has founded here on earth his kingdom. This is for God's children. It is our home. It is a place of care. It is a place where the Lord Jesus and God, through the Holy Spirit, takes care of us, and where we can all that what we need here from the hand of the Father. We receive all that for our normal life. And also for our life of faith here in this difficult journey, we receive all that we need. When we hear God's word, you who are here at services, who has come here to look, what are these summer services? Maybe you've never been before, or maybe not in that way. Come to hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. This sermon, like those who are traveling in faith, you can hear the sermon from the kingdom of God and ask from the Heavenly Father that you would receive a hearing ear and an accepting heart, and that you would receive your sins forgiven, and you could leave and follow this flock of God's children in doctrine, life, and suffering. When this gospel, which we preach, it is revealed faith by faith through the forgiveness of sins, God has set his office of preaching here in his kingdom. It is the flow of God's word, and it is heard from the mouth of a child, from the children of God, where they preach the forgiveness of sins and repentance. For this, we need to be personally believing who, through the sermon of water, for there is no repentance except that which is flowed by, we can feel the heavenly love that the Lord Jesus, who loved the sinful people, he gave his life and his blood flowed on Golgotha, on you, on yours, on my behalf. And for this, from this sacrifice, we preach. When we preach in Jesus' name and blood, we preach the forgiveness of sins. Well, how about those who have believed before us? They are normal people who have received their sins forgiven and carry the peace of God in their hearts and endeavor and in living faith, putting away sin. What does this mean? What does it mean, putting away sin? It means this, that even though we are God's children, even though we travel in faith on this road of heaven, this living road, the Lord Jesus said, I am the road, way, and life. Who follow me, he shall not endeavor in darkness, travel in darkness. Regardless of this, we fall into sin. We think about, we do sin through thoughts, through words, and through work. For this reason, we are normal, sinful people with that difference. We are pardoned. We are pardoned sinners, and we can go to the grace fountain to wash our sins. God has opened these grace fountains in Zion where we can cleanse another child who has this office of the Holy Spirit. We can, with them, we can take care of these matters of the soul. often sorrow has filled our heart, and our faith has been very little. But when we meet people who are traveling on the road, brothers and sisters, we often speak of the road and the way. How is the journey going? This fire of faith refreshes us through God's word and the gospel, and encourages us in our travels. In Scripture, there are, for instance, the happening of Easter. There were such traveling people, who were going from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and on this road, they were traveling under sorrow, as a songwriter writes. And as they traveled under their sorrows, and a third came abreast of them, the Lord Jesus, and he started to ask how they felt, their feelings, and what they discussed. I'm not going to speak any more of this discussion, but Jesus opened Scripture unto them, where the prophets prophesied about him in the Old Testament, from the first sermon, where God himself kept in paradise. These disciples listened. The Lord Jesus, the speech of the Lord Jesus, but only then, when they reached a destination, and Jesus went inside and broke bread before them, they felt the Lord Jesus. And when he left them, they said to one another, "Was not our heart afire when he spoke unto us on the road and opened the scriptures unto us?" In this way, they were glad. This fire from which Jesus spoke, it kindles our hearts. It kindles the flame of faith. And we pray that this living faith would remain, and hope of heaven would remain in our hearts. This living fire that Jesus brings into the midst of people, when this is seen, this love in God's children, it begins to spread into the midst of other people who know nothing of it. Here in Puraservi, exactly 50 years ago, when God so seen fit that my family's road came here to Puraservi. I think in this way, it is not a bad issue matter that I reminisce of the times of my youth and awakenings. It affected probably all the young here in school and homes, parents, and in a certain way other people who did not necessarily know these young people. When I came here to Puraservi, I was a church goer. I went to church a lot and different awakenings. But I was, nevertheless, I was searching. I was looking, searching. Where is that group? Where, according to God's word, there is living faith. I had read a Bible through, and what stayed in my mind, many matters stayed in my mind from that reading. And when I went to different services, I always felt sins are not forgiven here, not here. I should say, I was from the east, eastern Finland. When I was always this sad, has that happened that what Jesus said, that Jesus said that when I come a second time, will faith be found on earth? I had thought in this way. But when school began and I was teaching religion in school, I taught my children, students religion. They're from grades three to five. There were some older ones also. And I taught in a way where there was more discussion, where we spoke about the Bible. And in grade five, we spoke about the history of the church and different awakenings. These students who were there in different grades, there were many believers. We always started the hour with a hymn. And then they asked, can we sing songs of Zion? We can. I said we can. And I bought a Song of Zion songbook, and I learned how to play them. But then we discussed it further. These brothers' children came and spoke to me and asked me about the foundation of my own faith. I want to say this for this reason, that there are many young here. It is not a bad matter. It is not a bad matter if a young person speaks to an elder or a teacher. That year, three teachers received the grace of repentance here in Puraservi. Then I felt that when they had spoken to me, I thought in this way, I'll make them do a research on different issues or different subjects. I gave such subjects, faith and unbelief, faith and reason, the sacraments, and the word. There were others also. And And one question was, how does God justify a person? Many wrote about this. They had 5 minutes to write. There were over 300 papers when I had 11 different classes. When I read, there were about 70 I set aside. And I read those again and again. And at night, with the Bible, all these questions of faith, all these questions concerning faith were based on the Bible as to how God justified a person. I had to buy an older translation Bible. And I had to look to see where did they write in this way according to Scripture. And I, after reading, I had to say that they wrote according to the Bible as to why we are justified. And I especially remember one girl's writing who started that I have a friend who is not believing, and this unbelieving friend asked, and she answered according to the Bible, and it was 4 pages long, and it was all based on a Bible. I read the paper to the end. That did her friend repent? And I read it a couple times again. And I added another question. Am I her friend? When I received the grace of repentance, that girl came to speak to me. Oh, how I prayed. If I could instruct my teacher to the road to heaven. And when I received that paper and read from there, that surely this paper touched the heart of this teacher. I can say that this girl, a few years later, she became ill with a deadly disease, and as a young bride was able to enter the heavenly home. Oh how I remember her, so thankful. And many others, brothers or students, boys and girls, who spoke unto me. It pays to speak of the Bible, if it is possible, to teachers and with other friends, with school friends. Suggest, young, that can we speak of matters of faith? There were especially two boys. I will not mention their names, who often came after me, or if there was a break, they came to speak to me, that this is such a short time, that can we speak more? And I said, come to my house and we'll speak about this there. And they took their Bibles with. We spoke for 6 hours of that doctrine, of that faith, where salvation is found. In that discussion, it happened. everything I had understood fell apart. I told these boys, I understand this, that it is written so in the Bible. But who is able to forgive sins except God? That part I did not understand. The boy said, it is so. And I said that Jesus himself prayed or said to the thief on the cross that today you shall be with me in paradise. The boy said yes. That Jesus, as his last duty on earth, preached the gospel to others. God instructs through us. That you shall be justified. God instructs through the believers, as Paul writes to the congregations. Jesus came back behind locked doors and said, peace be unto you. And said, whosoever sins you remit, they shall be remitted. And whosoever sins you remit, they shall be remitted. Whosoever sins you forgive, they shall be forgiven. Here in our text, there was some speech or talk how Jesus said, suppose ye that I am not to give peace on earth. It is not that peace that we speak about on earth. No. For I have come division, to bring division. When we think of this, we may think this does not feel good in the minds of people, but it is so. When we preach peace, even before a father, mother, even here, even back then, there may have been people who repented daily. And when they went home, there was a battle. There was conflict. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother. But often it happened in that way, that the parents received the grace of repentance. I remember how in the autumn, in some classes, there were only a few believers, that in the spring, when the schools ended, these brothers and sisters had, these kids had preached the gospel, and many received the grace of repentance by spring. I was able to bless many and many. There are probably many here who were boys and girls and are nearing retirement. Many of you have endeavored in living faith, but has it happened to many that the good run has become lost through the sins in a wilderness, especially dear brother and sister, especially to you and to all of you dear ones who have lost your childhood faith and are at these services. Thinking and searching your hearts. It was joyous back then. Times were happy. That joy is today. It is here. It is with us. The Lord Jesus wishes to kindle into your heart this flame. You can believe, your sins forgiven. Believe in Jesus' name and atonement blood, all your sins forgiven, that unbelief and its fruits. And you, brother and sister, who are here at these services, sat here and have traveled on this road of life, the enemy has come to sow doubts. Believe you, all your sins and trials forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. As I came here, I was tempted and felt sinful. Can I yet believe my own sins forgiven? It is my desire to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.